Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Thomas Trissell, the president of TMT America, and until this past weekend, a principal with HPS Sherknox. Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing very good. Good morning, Kemp.
I was just with you in Orlando at the Fuse meeting. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's run through your background real quick and talk about some of these changes. You came to America as a German immigrant 29 years ago. You got down to Florence, Alabama, and you connected up with some folks and started making resilient flooring and branded it Sentiva and was very successful, built it to a multi-million dollar business, and then ended up selling it to Tarkett. And then you started looking for something else to do. After about a year, you went back over to Germany and ran into your friends at Sherknox, and they hadn't come to the United States yet. And you struck up a contract with them to bring Sherknox to America, right?
Yeah, that's true. I came in December 95, so I think this year, at the end of this year, it will be 30 years. I will be in this wonderful USA. We came to a small town in Alabama, Florence, Alabama, where the Robbins family held companies like NAFCO and others. I actually then took reign of a small company from the Robbins family, and we started Sentiva in 1996. You know, we took it from there until 2010. In 2010, we sold it to Tarkett, and I stayed with Tarkett a couple of years later, and meanwhile, we came together with Sherknox, which my family's doing business with in Germany since, you know, the late 50s. So we have a long relationship with Sherknox.
I need to mention that your father was a commercial contractor in Germany, a very successful one, and you grew up doing some work for him. You know, that's a big part of your foundation. So it was 14 years ago that you started bringing Sherknox over here under the brand name HPS Sherknox. And you've built it into quite a business. And not only have you built the Sherknox brand name, but you've actually built the awareness for the need for self-leveling compounds and subfloor prep. They say a rising tide lifts all boats. I mean, you've actually helped to actually promote the category because resilient flooring has to have a smooth underlayment, right?
So you do not want to get into a business where we, you know, just buy and sell or manufacture something and trying to sell it to the most expensive price. And yes, indeed, we saw the beauty of the Sherknox products. And when you remember in the late 2008, 2009, 2010s, and then beginning into the second decade, I saw changes in America coming from a installation over new concrete slab changed for more reclaiming older slabs. And I think that's where the Sherknox products came into beauty. And they had fantastic products. And we saw that need here for North American market with their product categories, for instance, in the leveling sector with synthetic gypsum, later with hybrid technology, waterproofing, moisture mitigation. And we thought that this product has a huge future in the North American market.
That was 2011. And then in 2013, kind of in the background, Sika ended up buying Sherknox in Germany, and they saw what you were doing. I mean, I can't speak for them, but they left you to keep doing what you were doing, and you continued to build the brand. And then about 3 years ago, they noticed your success and called you in and said, hey, maybe we'd like to take this over. And you agreed to this date of the end of February 2025 that you'd go ahead and transfer this HPS Sherknox over to Sika. And that just happened at the end of February, right?
Yes, that was a long time in the making. Sika people who overtook Sherknox in 2013 over in Germany worked with us. And I think it was a great relationship and a partnership in that effect that they saw that we are good in building this brand. And it is a category they want to be stronger in. Sika is a worldwide leader in manufacturing products for the construction industry. In over 100 countries, you know, they have worldwide over 34,000 employees. And I think our entrepreneurial spirited company was doing good and gained market share year by year. And sometimes we doubled the business and had a very strong number in 2024. And the management of Sika in Europe and here in America, and I came to agreement that at some point Sika wants to take on this brand, which they deserve, was doing their own things in this market, in this industry. And I think Sherknox now, the brand itself, will be in good hands with the owner. And, you know, they take it from there. And I'm absolutely sure that, you know, they will grow this business, you know, put it together with some other sections of theirs. And, you know, it will be wonderful. So I enjoyed running and building Sherknox. As you know, our On It campaign since 2018 helped tremendously us to go ways which others couldn't. You know, we are very, very proud of this.
The On It, you got to mention that. That's your marketing guru. You've built two major brands in this country, Sentiva, which went to Tarkett, and then Chernock, which is now becoming part of Sika. Strong brands, unbelievable. I need to mention that this weekend we were together at Fuse, and when we were there, you announced this news, and you know the whole group is a big group of over 400 people in the audience, gave you a standing ovation because of your passion, the friendship levels that you've built with these people. Quite an honor. You're the only vendor, I think, at Fuse that's been given a standing ovation. And also this past weekend, you won Vendor of the Year at Fuse, and you've done that 5 times in 7 years. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, yes, I have to say that was a very nice surprise in the outgoing year. As you know, everybody at Fuse, from Jeff Gordon to his newest member, is very, very dear to us. And we do everything we can, not just with Fuse, also with the other buying groups, to do our best to provide the service which the working force need on the job site. Again, I mean, you have a lot of advantages when you run an entrepreneurial business. And I think the fact that, you know, I come personally out of construction and out of floor coverings, I think helps there. I really have to say that was a nice surprise. The team was there, was very engaged, and was very, very happy about this. So thank you, Fuse. 5 times to win this in 7 years is quite an achievement. And, you know, that made me very happy personally, but I think also for the Chernock brand and especially Sika to overtake this and ensuring that, you know, they keep going and ensuring that Fuse and all the others are being taken care of.
You know, there's 182 members in Fuse, and this award is voted on by the members. This is Jeff Picken, so it's definitely a great honor. So quick question before we run out of time. What's next for TMT America and Thomas Trissell?
What's next? Yeah, we have not totally determined that. Everybody asking me this since the press release from Sika came out. I had many phone calls, many text messages and emails. So I want everybody to stay put for a moment. We have a consulting contract with Sika and TMT team, including Doug Young and Jack Calloway and others. We will stay on the consulting side for numerous months to ensure that the transition goes smoothly, as it was with Centiva. Chernock is very, very important now in the flooring market. And I think that Sika has a huge opportunity to do this right and to become a huge powerhouse in the subfloor section. And I'm absolutely sure they will. So what's next for TMT? We will take a little break and ensuring that we're thinking smart. If we do something, we, again, want to do something to change the industry. And the challenge, you know, is growing. So we will see what we're going to do. But until then, you know, I appreciate everybody who's listening, their loyalty to our brands, to my team. And, you know, now we're the team of Sika. But it was an absolutely joyful ride. It was not always easy, specifically through the pandemic. But we will see what we're going to do in the future. And once this is out, then, you know, everybody will know about it.
Okay, Thomas. Well, I hope you let me break the news. I'm sure you've got something in the back of your mind that you're going to do next. Can't wait to hear about it. Again, been talking to Thomas Trissell, the president of TMT America. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.